Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Look, I always get a little extra pep in my step in a Friday segment. There's no question about that. The Independence Day weekend is coming up. But the reason that I find myself smiling ear to ear is that one of the finest men this Commonwealth has ever produced, one of the best guests to ever appear on this program, is joining us this afternoon, former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder. Governor Wilder, thank you so much for being here.
Woo, man, good gracious. I can hardly walk with that pep in your step. Good gracious. I got to imagine, Jeff. Goodness, it's good to be with you, and it's good for us to have what I would hope would be a very pleasant 4th of July for everybody.
Yes, sir. Well, the pleasure is always is ours. We always look forward to having
you
on this.
With you.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm curious where we should start. Would you like to start with how the Democrats' primary election went and if you saw any surprises come out of that?
Well, as I think it went the way some people have described it. And I think it was Larry Sabato who described it early on. And I'm quoting him. He said, they, meaning the Democrats, particularly, I think he was speaking of African Americans as well.
Yeah.
He said, they condemned themselves to death.
Wow.
Now, think of that. And when you consider that you have the former governor breaking tradition, coming back, say that he's got to do it, and other than that, the world is coming to an end. And then he called for the resignation of Ralph Northam. He called for the resignation of Justin Fairfax. He called for the resignation of a man who was his attorney general, who now he's going to run with to be his attorney general again, Mark Herring.
Yeah.
And he's bringing bold leadership. And so I guess my question, Jeff, would be, what is it, and why have you kept it from us all this time? Why haven't you let us at least get some inkling of what it might be?
Now, wait a minute, so Governor. Are you suggesting that perhaps these brilliant plans could have been presented to the people of Virginia during his dress rehearsal like 8 years ago?
Well, I think the people of Virginia were very kind to Terry McAuliffe.
Yeah.
They elected him governor. He held no office of any kind anywhere. He was very questioned as to whether he even lived in Virginia. What I find interesting is that the people who had worked in Virginia, lived in Virginia, held political office, what he said was none of them weren't worth it.
Right.
And that the Attorney General was no good, so he's coming back. So I'll say this. It's going to be an interesting election. You start off with this, and people have forgotten it. Ralph Northam asked people to forgive him for being in blackface. He said he was going to issue an apology, but I think the apology was withdrawn.
Yeah.
And he I just don't understand people and numerous leaders of the Democratic Party, among them being Terry McAuliffe. Yeah. So I guess the question I would ask Mr. McAuliffe, and I'm quite certain you will when he comes on your show.
Yes.
You called on Ralph Northam to resign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now he didn't resign. Why do you now seek his support and sought his support for your candidacy?
Yeah.
I think it's a legitimate question to ask.
Well, it
didn't you think?
Yes, sir. I was a little taken aback. I saw one of the television commercials with the two of them sitting together as if they were the best of friends. And I was trying to figure out which one had the memory lapse. Had Terry McAuliffe forgotten he wanted this guy to resign, or had that guy forgotten that Terry McAuliffe was stabbing him in the back? I mean, somebody just kind of forgot what had happened over the last couple of years, I guess.
Well, I tell you who hasn't forgotten. The people of Virginia have not forgotten. They are not stupid.
Right.
They are not fools. They'll not be hoodwinked. And I can tell you that it's going to be an election that's not going to be decided on which party you belong to.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an election that's going to be decided by who best resonates with the people of Virginia, all of the people of Virginia. It's not going to be a Democratic election or a Republican election. It's going to be a people's election. And I think people like you and your show,
mm-hmm.
and those of us who deal with the public and the people have a responsibility to demand what's right and to criticize what's wrong and to make certain that we address the issues. If you would have to say, Terry, you came out within seconds of the show being announced about Justin Fairfax. He's got to go. Did
yes.
you know something that others don't know? Do you have facts to prove that? You said that this other man was in blackface. He's got to go. Have you changed your mind about any of them?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then why not? Now, explain to the people of the county. The question should be asked of Ralph Northam, and I would ask him. Ralph, I didn't talk with you. You personally told me. You apologized for what was there. Has that been withdrawn? Yes.
Wow.
Because the two investigations weren't conclusive, as
right.
you were saying.
Right.
You knew who you were, you knew who you are, and you will always know who you were and who you are. And the people of Virginia have an idea as well.
I'll tell you something, Governor Wilder. You talk about Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. I found it telling that I sit here, and it's no great secret, I happen to be a Republican, and I knew we're still going to talk, I know, because you happen to be a Democrat, but... I mean, we each have
like
failings,
that.
Right? We're just human beings, but...
You're forgiving your sons.
No. You know what? If they would clean their rooms more, I might be able to cut them some slack on this. But Governor Wilder, that's right. I sat here and I looked at Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax and I said, you know what? I don't necessarily agree with him on issues, but this idea that within seconds of these allegations... everybody is throwing him under the bus, I think is absolutely appalling.
But
and
not everybody. The
not
leader,
everybody.
The very first person that did that was Terry McAuliffe. And you know why he did that? Because he had extra information that hasn't been shared with the public, hasn't been shared with you, hasn't been mm-hmm. shared with anyone else. But he knew
mm-hmm.
because he believes in due process, which hasn't been shown by his actions. He believes in fairness, which likewise hasn't been shown by any shown to Justin Fairfax. But is this the kind of person you want at the top of government to mm-hmm. come to a conclusion after seconds?
Yeah.
Or were you involved with something beforehand that you haven't told the people yet?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're great questions.
So my point to you is this. We have got an election coming on. The country is in a vortex relative to the pandemic.
Yep.
The kinds of things that are affecting and could possibly affect our economy. education. As we know, money of the problem, many of the problems we speak of, yeah, were occurring when Mr. McAuliffe was governor.
Mm-hmm.
When does he plan, and when does he plan to explain to the people of Virginia why Justin Fairfax was guilty?
Right.
Secondly, when does he plan to explain to the people of Virginia why the parole board operating under him was so violative of the processes in terms of letting the family know and letting others know what takes place? Then what do you bring there differently that has not been brought there before? Now, I'll say this to you, Jeff, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I have not endorsed anyone
right
in this campaign at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I intend to vote. I always do. I intend to be speaking, as I always do. But I want to hear and want to know, and I think the people of Virginia want to see, know, and hear exactly what's going on. And I don't think that it's explainable yet now
right
why Terry McAuliffe couldn't support at least one of the people who were running for governor, black women.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Fairfax, well, you can't write him out.
Right.
He couldn't support a single one of those persons because of what? I don't know. But
yeah,
it so happens that all of them happen to have been black. But he, and I will say this without fear of contradiction, he cannot get elected without massive, strong black support. He cannot be elected. Now, the question is, why do you deserve it?
That's a great question. That is a great question. I don't speak for anyone except myself and every once in a while my kids, but I look at this Governor Wilder and I think to myself, I've heard forever that Republicans don't have diverse tickets and we're not this and we're not that. I don't know. I look at our side of the aisle and I'm thinking, I think we do look an awful lot like an awful lot of Virginia. And I don't know.
You've got a situation in which people are reaching out, people are talking. I've had occasion to have spoken with the Republican candidate, Rob Youngkin, and he called to want to chat and speak some more, and we'll obviously speak to everybody and talk to everybody. And you got a woman who's of color running for lieutenant governor.
That's right.
And as you point out, that's a ticket. But none of those people who were running for office as governor could make it
right
with Terry McAuliffe
because
there was something wrong with them. They didn't have the qualifications. They didn't have the experience. They didn't live in Virginia. They didn't stand for the kinds of things that he stands for. And I don't know why.
Well, there's some very interesting questions that we'll certainly deal with as we get closer and closer to November. I've got to ask you about Mayor Stoney. I mentioned in your introduction that you've been a trailblazer. You've made history just about every single time you've done anything. You look at where the city of Richmond is today. You're the first directly elected mayor. You make clear that you understand we ought to have streets that people can drive down. By God, we ought to have schools with books and qualified teachers and accreditation. We ought to have police officers and firefighters being compensated fairly. You look now at LeVar Stoney, do you just shake your head? Do you scream? What do you do when you see what he's done to the city?
What I do is understand that all things come to an end one way or the other, that the period of time for which he was elected won't last forever, and what I think further that you will see that policing in our community is something that is absolutely necessary. We, as you pointed out, we did that. We created community policing.
Yeah.
I tell you what has happened. the statues are gone. And so, wow, isn't that something? The statues are gone, but what about businesses? Look at the loss of businesses in the Richmond. So I'm not going to speak about the individual as such, but I do know this, that those things are not conducive to the betterment of the capital of Virginia, and that we need to make certain that our education is improved upon. We got to make certain that health care is improved upon. We got to make certain that we have a reduction. Look, the crime. And the crime, Stoney had 3 police chiefs in 1 week.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And so it's one of those things. But he, and I'll say this, well, he's got one good thing going for him, and that's Terry McAuliffe, because they're joined at the hip in so many different ways that you and I know that that's the team that he'll be there.
He
will be back.
No question. You know, it bothered me so much, Governor Wilder. I looked at, you talked about the 3 police chiefs in a week. People think we're joking. That's the case, right? We went from Chief Smith to, But you look at Jody Blackwell, who was a major in the police department, 19-plus years of service. He was a United States Marine. He gave his life to the city of Richmond. He was beloved by police officers, members of the community, and he's kicked to the curb. I mean, literally a year before he's eligible for a public safety pension. And I'm not saying you need a scratch ticket to hit it big, but by God, that's not how you treat people who have sacrificed and actually performed public service.
Well, if you lived in this community, as some have not,
if
you worked in this community, as some have not, then you would understand the values that we place in our community.
Yeah.
And to that extent, any numbers of persons have raised issues in that regard. But I'm not going to, this is not me beating up on anybody.
Right.
But I'm trying to say that there's such an absence of leadership at state and local levels that the people are crying out. And they are saying, for God's sake, will somebody bring sanity someplace? And it's not based on race. It's not based on color. It's not based on party. I wouldn't care whether you were a member of the Mugwump Party. Please provide leadership to the extent of speaking for the people and be of the people and let your laws be by the people to the extent that you represent what they've asked you to do. To represent them. And unfortunately, that's drifting. We see it in questions and people breaking ranks at the national levels, arguing. You can't even turn the televisions on unless you see people arguing against each other every day, fighting each other every day. And we see it in the congressional levels. We see it places that we would have liked to believe we could come to some degree of understanding. Yeah, you're right, the statues are gone.
Yeah.
But look at the businesses. And look at our schools. Look at our rankings. Look at the rising crime. Oh, but help is coming. You're going to have some gambling and you're going to have some marijuana, so everything's going to be fine.
Well, maybe the plan is everybody is so stoned they don't notice that there are no damn cops and there are no businesses anymore. That's what it is. I don't know.
And be careful how you walk, because you'll fall into one of those manholes as sure as I'm talking to you. What manholes are you talking about? You live in Richmond? Yeah. Just go outside the door.
Oh, goodness.
You'll see them.
Can't get snow removed. Can't get the leaves.
Because we are...
No, I was going to say, he can't get the leaves removed, he can't get the snow removed, but listen, I know, we've got weed, we got the casinos coming. Before I cut you loose, I have one huge favor, and you can yell at me if I am being too big of a fanboy. I am sitting here, and I have in my hands a copy of a book called Son of Virginia. You might be familiar with it.
I think a little bit about it,
It is a great read, and I had forgotten about it till I discovered it in one of my boxes. Would I be too much of a fan to ask you if we could set up a way for you to sign it for me?
I will make that happen, and we will arrange it, and I will look forward to it, and thank you very much for that. And I've been asked by the people to write an update to it, and I'm considering an update to it to make certain that we bring. And I, you know what, the title of that was selected because I really do feel that I am a true son of Virginia, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it in composite form, yet I was able to rise to the highest office that this state could afford anyone. And to that extent, I'm so proud of the people of Virginia, all of its people, because that's a commitment. I'll be happy to get to it, Jeff, and I'll get it back to you, and we'll work it out.
That sounds great. You are beloved. The people of Virginia are proud of you. We miss you in public life. I know I've tried before. You're not coming back. I got it. But I'm not going to give
well,
up
you trying. You said you're going to be my campaign manager.
Hell yeah. And I'm down for the first $100 contribution. So you're good to go.
I'm with you, buddy. Good to talk with you as always, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you.
Happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. Happy Independence Day, my friend. That is Governor Doug Wilder. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.